Welcome, my name is Divine. This is episode 84 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, I'll be talking about a topic I call modesty. My anchor scripture is going to be taken from the book of Esther, chapter 2, verse 20. It says, Esther had not yet showed her kindred nor her people, as Mordecai had charged her. For Esther did the commandment of Mordecai, like as when she was brought up with him. I'll read it again. Esther had not yet shewed her kindred nor her people, as Mordecai had charged her, for Esther did the commandment of Mordecai, like as when she was brought up with him. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, what does it mean to be modest? Being modest could mean many things in many different circumstances. But overall, being modest just means being calm, being humble, being well-mannered, not being excessive. It's almost like pursuing moderation in things. That's really what modesty is. And modesty is one of these things that are best explained by the use of examples. Look at Esther. Esther was a woman that was very modest. Esther as a woman is a model for men, is a good model for many women to copy from today. And also just for many men to also copy from, because she had that character trait of modesty. This was a woman that was placed in a group of other women. And they were given opportunities to get all the beauty treatments and everything that they wanted. But guess what? For many people in this day and age, they'll be, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. That was not Esther. Esther was modest. She took what was given to her. She submitted to the person that was in charge of the women. That's modesty. Or look at it from the text that I read, the anchor scripture I read in Esther chapter 2 verse 20. Esther had just become famous. She was just made the queen. Some people, when they achieve a certain level of fame, a certain level of popularity, a certain level of wealth, they become completely different human beings. That was not Esther. That was not Esther. Because you see, some people, when they get to those positions, they start broadcasting their achievements, saying all the wonderful things they do, saying how awesome they are. That was not Esther. The thing is, a good person, a godly person, a wise person, the way they live their lives does not change because their economic status has changed. They still remain modest. They know that modesty and humility are principles they need to apply whether they are at very low levels in life or at very high levels in life. That modesty and humility that brought them from the bottom and placed them at the top is the same thing that will sustain them at the top and keep them going higher. But you see, many people, once they get wealthy or they become popular or whatever, they become completely different people. People that they used to speak to before, they don't speak to them anymore. People, places that they used to go before, they don't go anymore. They just become different. They're like, oh, my levels have changed, so I cannot interact with these low lives. That is not modesty. That is not modesty. Look at Esther. She did not start talking. Like, ooh, these are my people. This is where I'm from. These are my qualifications. These are my achievements. No, it was God that qualified her. She did not forget where she came from. And even Mordecai, because before, you know, Mordecai was her uncle. You see, some people, they get to an elevated economic or social status. And then their parents, their uncles, their siblings, they don't interact with them anymore. That's being immodest. God wants us to be modest. God wants us to be modest. She continued to obey Mordecai even after she became queen. That is modesty. That is not something you'll find in many different people these days. It's something that is almost like a lost art. And if you notice, Esther just was not showy. She was very modest. Very, very modest. She was not showy. She was not loud. Really, modesty, one of the reasons it's an important topic to discuss is something that cuts across many spheres of a person's life. It cuts across many, many spheres of a person's life. So I will encourage you today, be modest. Don't be showy. Don't be showy. Don't let your successes begin to get to your head. That is one of the things that was unique about Esther. She did not let her successes of becoming the queen get to her head. That was the big difference between Queen Esther and Queen Vashti. Esther was not a showy person. She remained modest. She continued to obey Mordecai, even when she was elevated. You see, some people, when they are at a low status in life, they are very humble, they are very obedient, they do the right things. But once they get to that upper level, they forget those principles that lifted them from being at the bottom to being at the top. And then they start falling short. They start falling short. She did not forget where she came from. A person that is modest is a person that is quiet. And if you notice, that modesty of Esther played a big role in the deliverance of the Jews down the line. Because if you think about it, that secret, she wasn't talking about where she was from. She was then able to play that card when she had the banquet with the king and Haman. That, wait, these are my people that Haman, this man, is trying to destroy. And the king got angry and he was able to redeem her and her people. But if she was not modest and she had been broadcasting all her achievements earlier on, then it would not be a card that she would have been able to play in the presence of Haman and the king. So I'm encouraging you today, be modest. Don't be showy. Don't be showy. Everything that you have, it is God that has given it to you. It's not your, the Bible says it's not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. It's God's help. It's not by works of righteousness. It's Jesus that did it all for you. So I'm encouraging you today, be modest. Be modest. Be modest. Again, for people listening to this podcast, Jesus is the way. We see the way the world is going today. And let me tell you something. As I said in the last podcast, tomorrow is not guaranteed. The next minute is not guaranteed. The next month is not guaranteed. There are people that had great plans and visions yesterday that right now are no more. So since you know tomorrow is not guaranteed, why don't you make good decisions right now to secure your future? And one of the best decisions you can make is to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, now is the time of salvation. Not tomorrow, now. Now is the time of salvation. Jesus can make a big difference in your life. And you're not just securing your present. You're taking care of your past. And you're also securing your future. Because the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. And all things have become new. So if you want to start that journey of accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I will encourage you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I believe you died on the cross to set me free. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. And fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to love you and obey you all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for those listening to this podcast. I pray that you give them the grace to be modest. That you give them the grace to be moderate in all things. To be humble. To not be showy. To not forget where they came from. But to continue to honor you and humble themselves before you. And before the authority you've placed in their lives, at whatever social or economic status that they've been in. And Father, as we humble ourselves before you, Father, lift us up to the very top. Keep us at the top and continue to lift us higher. To your glory, honor, and praise. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So for those that said the prayer of salvation, congratulations. Find a Bible. Find a translation you understand. If you go online, there are many apps these days to read the Bible on. You can go online and read the Bible for free. Read the Bible. Do what it says. A good place to start is the book of John. It will tell you about the love of God. Put the word of God into practice. You will see your life take a turn for the better. And then find the Bible-believing church. Seek community with other believers. If you can, be physically present with other believers. Seek community with other believers. Go to a Bible-believing church. Notice I didn't say go to a church. Go to a Bible-believing church. There are many churches these days that preach things that are not consistent with the word of God. Go to a Bible-believing church. Seek community with other believers. Do what God's word says. Be modest, and all will be well with you. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and God bless you. Shalom.